Tell us a little bit about, we're going to get your thoughts on current Leafs and whatnot, but like we said, Brian got involved in this tournament, and this is a wonderful thing for Indigenous classrooms in Canada's remote north. You know, we're in a big city, and sometimes you don't think about schools that don't have what kids in Toronto have, or kids in Montreal or Vancouver have. This is a phenomenal event in late April that you're involved in.
Yeah, it sure is. We've had the fortune of traveling and playing different events, different alumni events and stuff. We went up to Calgary at one time and just realized how remote these people really are. And to be able to be involved in something like this and to be able to, reach out to kids that don't have the opportunities that we have, being in busier places and missing out on so much, it's great to be involved in this.
One of the things that we've been talking about a lot this week, even though the game was on Saturday, is this Leafs-Montreal Canadiens matchup and how exciting the game was and how much it would mean to this rivalry to be a potential playoff matchup. Maybe they get to face each other in the first round, depending on how the standings shake out. What do you think this means, not only for current Leafs, but people that have been fans of the Toronto Maple Leafs for a long time, to be able to see these two historic franchises be good at the same time and play some electrifying hockey?
Well, I watched the game, and both teams can really skate and certainly make it an exciting game every time they play. So getting locked into a series, you've got the two flagship organizations of the NHL. And of course we being Canadian think that, it all circles around us and those two teams. And, I've had the opportunity to play on both teams, and, you travel out west and you play in Edmonton and Calgary and in Vancouver, and there's just as many Leaf or Habs fans in the building, when you're playing on the other team. So this is going to be very exciting if it happens. But I think just in general, Leaf Nation is obviously very excited about the team that they have now. And of course, I don't think many people thought that the Canadiens would be knocking on the door like they are right now. So, you've got two young, fast, electrifying teams about to possibly play against each other. And I think that's a matchup everybody's been looking for a long time.
Gary Lehman, kind enough to join us, former Maple Leaf, Stanley Cup champ with those Montreal Canadiens. So you were a trade deadline acquisition by the Habs. You were basically a point-per-game player from that point on. Playing time was harder to get in the playoffs. Some players got healthier, but you did put a few points in. It's hard to believe. Like, if I said to you that night, hey, Gary, congratulations on your Stanley Cup ring. By the way, no team in our country is winning a Stanley Cup for the next 26 years. You wouldn't believe it. Vancouver has been to 2 Game 7 since then. Calgary's been to 1, and Edmonton's been to 1. And we haven't seen the Canadiens or Leafs back. It's super hard to believe that would have been the case.
Yeah, it really is. Although 20% of the league is in Canada, you would think, just based on the numbers, that it should have been here a few times. I think maybe, the Calgary situation, they really should have won that. But, we don't want to open any wounds, any scars from that. But
you can rub it in a little bit. I think Toronto fans might like that.
They got thick skin, right? Is that what you're
telling
me?
You can rub it in a little bit.
Yeah, sure. I don't know about that.
And there's a team that is surprisingly a contender this year also. So there's the chances this year. This year it's getting, it's getting deeper as far as Canadian teams go. Being contenders, you've got Toronto, you've got Winnipeg, and legit teams. But yeah, it's unbelievable that the Stanley Cup hasn't resided in Canada in the last 25 years, other than being at the Hall of Fame in Toronto.
I don't know if you are a gambling man, but if you were, who out of these Canadian franchises that you just mentioned would you think has a better chance to win the Stanley Cup this year? Maybe the Jets, maybe the Leafs? I don't know where your head's at.
Well, I think, you know, it's tough when you try to predict, because so many things can happen. Mm-hmm. You know, the trade deadline hasn't passed yet. You need a healthy squad. You need teams with experience. You know. So some of the teams, maybe like Winnipeg, that went a little bit deeper last year, they got a taste of what it's like. Mm-hmm. It's almost like you have to lose first before you learn how to win. Unless I was lucky enough that when I went to Montreal, there were guys that had gone through it before, like the Guy Carbonneaus that really led the way, I think a lot of guys were sort of looking for that type of leadership, and of course Patrick Waugh, he'd been there and was obviously great throughout. So experience is a big thing. Although the league is getting younger and younger, there's maybe less and less of that, but I would say teams like Winnipeg, Toronto is very close. They went deep with Boston and have had trouble with Boston the past few years. But I think the depth that they have now is important, and that's going to carry them a little bit further. So again, you got to stay healthy. You got to get great goaltending. You got to play. You got to play a different type of game, you know, because the game is altered a little bit in the playoffs, and it's not as it's a little bit mm-hmm. more grinding. And so last year you saw the heavier teams, a team like Washington that won it. They were very heavy. They were physically dominant. And but then you go, the year before, or the few years before, with teams that weren't necessarily heavy. They were deep in talent, and Pittsburgh, they basically won, I think, like the Leafs would like to win this year, with some depth down the center and very good goaltending, and maybe not the prototypical great defensive teams that championship teams win with. So it's early to predict. My heart's with the teams that I've played with in the past, and let's hope that the Cup gets back to Canada this year.
Gary Lehman, our guest, Stanley Cup champ in 1993, is participating in the Tech for Good Hockey Tournament. It's in late April, 26th and 27th. There's fundraising. You'll draft an NHL alumni teammate, play with a player like Gary or Hall of Famer Brian Trotsch. You can go to secure.connectednorth.org. I talked to other Leafs of your era who had a couple really fun playoff runs. So whether it's a Stumpy Thomas or whether it's Russ Cardinal, and they do say now it is fun. Then it looks like a lot of fun the last couple years to be a Toronto Maple Leaf. Maybe it wasn't even 5-6 years ago, but it's a lot of fun now. Do you look and go, it's sort of the same? Like, let's be fair. You had quite an erratic owner. There was some dysfunction here, there, and everywhere. And the Leafs are a little more, like, how would I put it, Gary? A more of a button-down franchise. Like, when you got to Montreal, you're like, oh, that's how stable things are supposed to be. You probably see that and can compare it to how you were a Leaf 30 years ago. And the organization just didn't know whether it was coming or going sometimes.
Oh, yeah, no question. The different, it's just like any good company. You need to be solid at the top. You need to make the proper decisions. You have to delegate. But the stability is everything, where, you let people do what they're good at. You let them do their jobs. You don't get involved in something that you're not really an expert at. You know, my time in Toronto was here 8.5 years, and I had 9 head coaches, 4 general managers, and countless teammates. And it was all spurred on from instability at the top and not really having a plan, and maybe putting yourself in front of in front of the organization, in front of, you know, the betterment of the team. But we had a dog in our team picture. So
that's right. TC Puck. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So yeah, you're saying like the Tampa Bay Lightning won't be a Cocker Spaniel next to Steven Stamkos and Nikita Kucherov. I get it.
Right.
I hear you loud and clear.
Exactly.
We got a blast. You know, go ahead. Yeah. Yep.
Well, I was just going to say the fans of Toronto, they deserve it. They've had all the entertainment they've needed throughout the years of the team kind of flapping in the winds, and now it looks like a very serious push to stick with the players that you've drafted, to develop them, to mm-hmm. and when you're choosing those players, you're choosing them for the right reasons. You're choosing guys that have won before. You're choosing guys that, you know, are determined, and that's their first. You know, they're not there for a paycheck. They're there for to win a championship, they're sort of there to get the monkey off the back of the city, I guess.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the time today, and thanks for your time promoting what's a great event near the end of April. We wish you the best with it. Thanks again.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.